What if eating a frog first thing every morning could transform your productivity? This metaphor forms the foundation of one of the most influential productivity systems ever created. The frog represents your most challenging, important task, the one you're most likely to procrastinate on, yet would bring the greatest rewards if completed. By tackling this task before anything else, you set yourself up for success. This isn't just theory. Millions worldwide have doubled their productivity using this approach, from Fortune 500 CEOs to students struggling with assignments. The beauty lies in its simplicity. Identify your most important task, do it first, and watch your life transform. The psychological boost from conquering your biggest challenge early creates momentum that carries through your entire day. Ready to discover how eating frogs can revolutionize your productivity? Most people lack clear priorities, defaulting to whatever feels urgent in the moment. The solution is absolute clarity through written goals and daily planning. Writing goals creates what Tracy calls a force field of energy that activates your subconscious and reveals hidden opportunities. Each evening, list tomorrow's tasks and apply the 80-20 rule. Identify the 20% of items that will deliver 80% of value. These become your A priorities, your frogs for the next day. This nightly planning ensures you'll wake up focused on what matters. The ABCD method helps sort priorities. A tasks are vital, with serious consequences, your frogs. Number them A1, A2, A3. B tasks are important but not critical, your tadpoles. C tasks would be nice but have no real consequences. D tasks can be delegated, and E tasks can be eliminated. This method makes each task's importance explicit, preventing the common tendency to gravitate toward easier B and C tasks. While the ABCD method helps prioritize daily tasks, the law of three states that three core activities typically account for 90% of your value contribution to your organization and life. Ask yourself, what one activity, if done exceptionally well all day long, would have the greatest positive impact on my career? Then identify your second and third most valuable activities. These three areas constitute your zone of excellence, where you create maximum value with your unique talents. Consider Michael, a sales manager handling 17 tasks while working 60-plus hours weekly. After identifying his three highest value activities, coaching top performers, developing key accounts, and strategic planning, he delegated everything else. He doubled his team's output in 30 days while reducing his hours to normal levels. Most people spread their energy across too many activities, becoming adequate at many things rather than exceptional at a vital few. True effectiveness comes from focusing your talents where you can make a unique contribution. This principle extends beyond work. When you identify and prioritize the three activities that contribute most to your happiness, often related to health, relationships, and personal growth, greater life satisfaction naturally follows. In our hyper-connected world, constant notifications create what Tracy calls psychologically breathless people, always connected but never focused. Each digital interruption costs 64 seconds of recovery time, with dozens adding up daily. Consider David, a CEO drowning in emails while neglecting strategic work. Applying the 80-20 rule revealed only 4% needed his attention. By delegating email management, he reclaimed 23 hours weekly for critical tasks. To reclaim productivity, make technology your servant. Create zones of silence. Keep devices off until completing important morning tasks and take weekly digital sabbatals. Two techniques help overcome procrastination: preparation and task breakdown. Preparation builds momentum. Clear your workspace, gather materials, and create a conducive environment. Like a draw-and-go, having everything ready requires just one small push to begin. For large tasks, use the salami slice method. Break them into small, manageable pieces with specific time boxes. starting a single slice feels far less daunting than tackling the whole project at once. Productivity fundamentally depends on self-discipline, the ability to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done, regardless of feelings. This capacity to act despite discomfort distinguishes high achievers. Self-discipline strengthens like a muscle through consistent use. Each time you overcome resistance to tackle important tasks, particularly by eating your frog first thing in the morning, you build this mental muscle. Completing important tasks triggers endorphins that create feelings of confidence and power. The more challenging the task, the greater the biochemical reward. This creates what Tracy calls a positive addiction to achievement. Each victory over procrastination improves your self-image. Your identity shifts from someone who avoids challenges to someone who masters them, creating an upward spiral where future acts of discipline become easier. By consistently choosing importance over convenience, you develop into someone capable of extraordinary achievement. Your life's quality reflects your habitual choices, and eating your frog first thing may be the most transformative habit of all. When you build the habit of completing important tasks, you create momentum that accelerates your progress. Tracy's momentum principle states that while starting requires significant energy, maintaining motion becomes easier once you begin. The Swiss cheese method, committing to just 5-10 minutes of work, creates initial momentum that often extends beyond the planned time frame. Many authors have written successful books using this approach, one paragraph at a time. Schedule specific, uninterrupted blocks for key tasks and treat them as appointments with yourself. Successful executives often reserve their peak hours, typically 9 to 11 a.m., for their most demanding work. As you consistently prioritize important tasks, you'll enter a flow state where work becomes effortless and time seems to vanish. Developing a sense of urgency and inner drive to complete work quickly helps trigger this productive state. The ultimate benefit transcends productivity. By organizing life around highest value activities, you create space for what truly matters: relationships, health, personal growth, and contribution. Time management isn't about becoming a productivity machine, but freeing up time for what brings greatest fulfillment. This approach's power lies in its simplicity and immediate applicability. You can begin tomorrow by identifying your most important task and tackling it first, no special tools required. Remember that constant connectivity isn't essential for effectiveness. Strategic disconnection creates mental space for deep thinking and focused work, where your greatest value lies. Every minute spent in planning saves 10 minutes in execution. This 10-to-1 return makes planning your highest leverage activity. Your journey to extraordinary productivity starts with one decision: which frog will you eat tomorrow morning? Make that choice now, prepare tonight, and when tomorrow comes, resist all distractions until completion. This single habit, repeated daily, can transform your entire life. The question isn't whether you can do it, it's whether you will begin.